God. The Holy Spirit has so shaped matter, both in the giving of the prophecy and in the events portrayed, as to teach that the human agent is to be kept out of sight, hidden Christ, and that the Lord God of heaven and his law are to be exalted. Read the book of Daniel. Call up point by point the history of the kingdoms there represented. Behold statesmen, councils, powerful armies, and see how God wrought to abase the pride of men and lay human glory in the dust. The light that Daniel received from God was given especially for these last days. The visions he saw by the banks of the Ulai and the Hiddekel, the great rivers of Shinar, are now in the process of fulfillment, and all the events foretold will soon come to pass. Consider the circumstances of the Jewish nations when the prophecies of Daniel were given. Let us give more time to the study of the Bible. We do not understand the word as we should. The book of Revelation opens with an injunction to us to understand the instruction that it contains. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, God declares, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. When we as a people understand what this book means to us, there will be seen among us a great revival. We do not understand fully the lessons that it teaches, notwithstanding the injunctions given us to search and study it. Testimonies to Ministers 1:12 and 1:13. Brothers and sisters, when we understand the information in the books of Daniel and Revelation, and Sister White tells us in a variety of ways that they're one book, when we understand the information in the book of Daniel, the book that is founded prophetically upon the dream of a Babylonian, describing this destruction of Babylon, when we understand that correctly, there will be seen among us a great revival. And you'll go back to the story of Gideon and realize that when he understood the Babylonian dream describing the destruction of those that symbolize the Babylonians, he was prepared to stand. And the following sequence, which we take up in our next presentation, is the final revival, paralleling what we're going to be involved in the very near future. So the sequence is there. Now, as far as before you pass judgment on this part of the presentation, let us get to the end of the story of Gideon. Brothers and sisters, there is more concrete evidence that all of this passage about Gideon from chapter 6 to chapter 8 is Adventism. And when you see all these pieces of the puzzle put together, it's easier to conceptualize that what is being conveyed here by Daniel going down in the valley is that there is a specific role of the book of Daniel in bringing about the final revival among God's people. Now, the idea in that dream